From the frozen tundra of Tampa Bay, who the hell writes this crap? You've got the Mosh Gelton Show. From Tampa Bay to the world.
Yo, hey yo, hey yo, yo, what's popping with the flow? It's Mosh Gelton, that's my name. And you are tuned in to the Mosh Gelton Show right here on Sunshine 96.7 FM Radio St. Pete, where local music lives. That's where you're at. This is where it lives, local music, and I'm Mosh Gelton. And with me tonight for the next hour of the Mosh Gelton Show, which, by the way, we are Creative Loafing's top 10 best radio shows in Tampa Bay. And we've only been on for less than a year, but we're already nominated for top 10 best radio shows. That's because I've got my co-host with me.
Beatbox Bob.
With Beatbox Bob, we have the effervescent and distinguished
Mike E.
La, 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 la. And tonight, the princess, we have...
It's Jess. What's up, everyone?
Jess, what's up?
Hey. It's Jess.
Full cast tonight for the Mosh Gelton Show. We're going to get down. Tonight, we're, of course, going to do trivia time.
Oh, yeah.
We're going to play two local songs. And I think Amber Alert keeps winning, so I might run Amber Alert. But we're definitely going to play... I've been running Amber Alert every week, so I might skip a week. But there's an artist called Stiletto that sent me a couple songs. So we're going to play those songs. And we have the music tournament of the week. We got a lot of stuff going on, man. So I just want to let you guys know that Spike on the Mic is right before the Mosh Gelton Show. We are every Tuesday nights right here on Sunshine 96.7 FM, every Tuesday night from 11 p.m. to midnight. And if you're not near St. Pete, which you have to be if you're listening to the FM, just go to RadioSt.Pete.com and you can listen to us online. End intro. Beatbox Bob.
Mosh Gelton.
Box Beat Bob.
Gelton Mosh.
Box Bob Beat.
Osh gel.
Osh gel. Welcome to St. Pete. Welcome to Tampa Bay. I know you've been here for a while, Beatbox Bob, but a hurricane is on its way. It looks like tomorrow, the big Wednesday.
It's coming. It's coming hard. It's coming fast.
You think we're going to get hit and slipped and gripped?
We're going to have galoshes on the ground, my guy.
Bro, I called it today. They said 80% chance of rain. Where I'm at, I'm up here just north of Tarpon Springs. No rain all day. I called it. Tomorrow, I'm going to make a prediction. You know, Wednesday's, but I don't know exactly it's going to come, but I'm going to predict Wednesday.
Ooh.
Because now I have to. Wednesday, I don't think we're going to get much.
We're going to get smacked.
That's not going to happen.
What, you think we're going to get something?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're not going to avoid it. It's just going to be how bad is it? How bad is it going to be?
We're getting smacked hard.
Yeah.
I bet you that it's going to make a quick turn to the north.
Been kind of trending that way, but look at what happened, man. It can be like 12 hours before, take a turn to the right and boom.
Couple bands, maybe. We might get a couple of. You think we're going to get it, Jess? You think we're going to get mollywopped by this hurricane Idalia?
I don't think so. We usually get past, it usually passes us. We're in that spot, they say.
So we got Ian. We had Ivan. What was the other I?
Irma.
Ian. Uh-huh. And now we have Idalia.
That's right.
And I always thought that the I of the hurricane was the calmest part.
Huh.
Sorry about that. I want to apologize to everybody listening right now to 96.7 FM. I did not mean to make a joke that was so lousy.
I see what you did there.
It's insensitive.
Dad joke.
It was a dad joke?
A little bit.
Kind of.
You guys can interact with the show, just not while we're live. Hit up at Mosh Gelton, at Beatbox Bob, at Mikey Flaw. Jess, do you have a social media?
At Jess?
Yeah, Jess.
At Jess. At Jess. So, Beatbox Bob, man, how was your week? Let me ask you first, man. How has your week been? Before we get into, I might go with trivia time right off the gate, but how has your week been?
Real busy. It's been good, man, but just a lot of work stuff, bro.
What you been doing for work, man? Something I don't know. Tell me.
You know, just boarding up the restaurant. They got an eviction. Not an eviction, golly. An evacuation, mandatory evacuation situation going on, so.
Did they teach you how to say it?
No. I just kind of like, I've only ever seen it in text.
That's understood, but it's oversat.
Like wind.
Woodwind.
Woodwind what?
Woodwind what we wore. You guys ready? We're going to go with a local. You guys ready to hear the local music jams of the week?
Yeah!
All right, this is from an artist named Stiletto. Now, Stiletto, I've had a very, very long week, and I don't remember exactly where you're from, but don't beat me up. And I haven't heard these tracks yet, so I'm assuming there's no curse words because I don't think they would send me them. But I was Operation 1009 was the recommendation, so I immediately said, of course.
Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying? So she has two songs, High Road Down and Mother Nature.
Ooh.
And
this isn't Stevie Stiletto, is it?
Not Stevie.
Is it a girl?
It is a girl. I don't know if it's Stevie Stiletto. I could picture Mike wearing stilettos. Picture Mike right now in a dress, lipstick.
That is a handsome woman.
You'd look good.
That's uncomfortable.
Would you transition if I
transition?
If like, yeah, for the show.
Hell no.
I thought you were dedicated.
Yeah. What am I going to take blockers or something to keep me from progressing?
You could. It's. I don't want to get too far into that topic because you know what I'm saying. People get wild, but My sister, ooh, I don't know if I want to put out her information like that. I was about to say something very personal about her. Oh, I'm slipping. But my sister is of the LGBTQIA+ community, right? Okay. Did you see how I did that? That's the first time I ever attempted that flaw.
Good job.
I just murdered that.
You did. You hit the good.
You nailed it.
LGBTQIA+.
Yeah, good job.
See, I'm an advocate, bro. I'm about the life. All right, the first song from Stiletto, we're going to rock right now. This is called High Road Down. We're going to play this. We're going to play the other Stiletto song called Mother Nature. And we're going to decide right here which song we believe is the winner of these two songs. Without further ado, High Road Down by Stiletto.
Beauty surrounds us. Yes, it does exist. When you open your eyes and see through the mist, taking control of our lives, back to the innocence. Yes, I'm convinced. Everything's moving so fast. From the day we arrived to those who denied this war, this fight, some will survive like cats with nine lives. Yeah.
Very fire. I personally enjoyed that song.
Yeah.
I'll start with my critiques. Thought it was a great song. Lyrics were well written. I think the vocals were too low. The vocals were too low. And if I would have gotten more of that crazy singing in the end, all throughout that, that should have been the chorus the whole time.
I agree.
Was the banging singing. I would go switch that and put that high road down. When you're getting wild with it, I want to hear that. Like, I want to hear that real quick. But maybe some crispier vocals, higher vocals, but a good song. I'm going, we're not supposed to use sevens, but I'm using a seven. I think it was a seven. I think there's a lot of room for improvement, but it's an above average song.
I agree with you. I think I'm going to go ahead and put that at a seven myself. The production value was there, but, you know, there's a few caveats we can make here. You know, it wasn't exactly the best dubbed over version of itself that it could have been.
I agree with that.
I feel like the beat was made on a cell phone. But it was mastered really nice and the mix was really solid. And
you liked the beat though, right?
Yeah, I liked the beat.
I liked the beat.
It was mastered really nicely. And, you know, overall, that's a seven for me.
Sounds like potential.
Yeah.
Definitely potential. Jess, what'd you think about the track, High Road Down?
It was different. It was different from what I was expecting. I don't know what I was expecting, but it was a little bit like, whoa, okay. But, I thought it had a lot of meaning behind the lyrics and, but I agree with what you were saying, too, about the it was too low.
You sound like a seven yourself.
I sound like a seven, yeah. Seven it is.
Seems to be a seven worldwide. Mikey Fly, your input on the song High Road Down by Stiletto.
I'm not going to go as high as a seven. I think that there's something there. There's something to work with, but the potential wasn't found. I think they could still work on that and pull something out. I think that there's a hook, but I don't think they really made the best of it. You know what I mean? I think that they need to go back and kind of.
I kind of hear what he's saying, bro. I feel like it could have been more energy in there.
There's more that can be done. That's all I'm saying.
At the end, it got all that energy on. Now I'm singing because high road down. Dude, that's the part where I was banging, and that was the last 30 seconds. So I kind of see what you're saying. I don't know how egregious. What number are you going?
Five.
A five? Yeah. That's a little egregious. We've had fives in here, bro.
Ooh.
That's all right. I mean, that's the good thing about music is, you know, the first time around, sometimes it's not, you know, it's not where it needs to be.
Well, Stiletto has a chance to reform your mind on her game because we're going to play another Stiletto song. We're going to pick which song we think is better. So that was a song by Stiletto called High Road Down. And right now on Sunshine 96.7 FM, Radio St. Pete, the Mosh Gelton Show, will play the next song by Stiletto. This song is called Mother Nature. Mother Nature by Stiletto. That jam was gas, bro.
Fire.
I mean,
definitely better than the other one, for sure. I don't think there's any question about that.
All that energy was there where we were talking about. Like the Eurythmics. Sweet dreams are made of this. This is. And then there's a hurricane, and we're in the middle of a hurricane.
I love it.
Definitely. I mean, I definitely can concede really quickly that that was the superior song.
For sure.
I thought the production could have been a little bit better.
Sure.
But I thought the song, the way that it was written, the chorus was super fire. If I was at a concert, I'd be going crazy. I loved the verses. I loved almost anything about it, everything about it. I would say maybe a little bit more of a professional studio. And it's sounding like the beat is a little too high or the vocals are too low.
Sure.
Yeah, there's no high end on the vocals. It's all, you know,
mids.
It's a lot of mids. Yeah. So it's like, it's not turned up enough.
And another thing I would say is, Stiletto, have your engineer, when you're about to hit a punchline or you're about to hit the fourth bar on something where you're going to hit a note, have him cut out a brief half a second so nothing but your vocals shine in. So it's like, bam, 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 bam. Bob, do it. Fourth bar. So like this. If you want to get near, I'm going to tell you real clear. You're going to get over here. Somebody come give me my beer. I was trying to see how long I could hold that note for. But you know what I'm saying? Like you leave a...
Maybe you need to go jam with them. That would you.
I don't know how to take that.
Harmonize. No, I mean, I think it might be good.
I can hit a note, but from smoking for so long.
That was pretty good, though, I have to admit. But that was like 8 seconds.
Thanks, man. Yeah. Thanks. I try. I've gotten better. I've.
So you quit smoking. Imagine what you can do.
Imagine what I could do. I tried the guitar. That took me so long to get just normal chords. And anyways, I don't want to get far. Okay, so let's do this here. I'm going with that song was because, you know what? I'm going to retroactively put the last song down to a 6. Because if this song is an 8, then that last song was a 6. So unfortunately, the last song's going down to a 6. I like High Row, but there's so much mechanics and so many. The song is good in the shell, but it needs to be, I think, done a little bit better. This song is an 8, possibly a 9. I'm going to go with 8.5.
That's fair. I agree with the retcon, too. I really wanted to call it a 6, the first song to begin with. But I also wanted to be kind of kind to it because that was my only, like, understanding of their music in general, truth be told. This is for sure an 8, maybe an 8.5. Not a 9, but pretty close.
Okay, 2 8.5s. We're on the same page. What did you think, Mikey Flaw?
Definitely an improvement from the last one, but I still wouldn't go that high. I think 6.5, 6.8, somewhere in there, because I think there's potential with it. It just, you know, I don't think they found the potential, you know. I mean, it's the idea is good. There's a hook there. I like the beat.
I think that's wild. I think that song was clear.
It's better. Clearly it's better, but I don't think it was like way up there. I mean, there's a lot more room for improvement.
I think you've been selling your soul, Jess.
I thought it had like kind of 80s vibe to it. I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah, it kind of had some vibe like that, but I think it was an 8. I'll give it an 8.
8. All right. So the winner of Stiletto songs being either High Road Down or Mother Nature, the winner is going to be Mother Nature, ladies and gentlemen. Mother Nature by Stiletto. Give it up for Stiletto. Super fire jam, man. Super fire jam. Yeah, man. So have you guys heard that Oliver North, Oliver Twist guy, Anthony Jeselnik, that did that song?
What?
Anthony Oliver.
Anthony.
Oliver Anthony.
Oliver Anthony, man. Oliver.
Yeah, it sounds backwards, though, doesn't it? You want to say
Anthony Oliver.
Have you heard it?
Yeah, I've heard it.
You've heard it?
Yeah.
Who hasn't?
Everybody's heard it.
So I'm sure some people are going to think this is a crazy political. I don't know what. People extrapolated this and told me that it's a political song. And I'm like, against the whole government, not like one side of the government.
I guess.
It's the whole thing, man. It's the whole thing is corrupt. I mean, that's basically what he's saying. He's not taking sides, you know? No, he's not. He's right down the middle of the road.
Well, I don't know exactly what it is, but this song is probably one of the fastest fleeting
viral
songs ever. It went viral. Everyone was feeling it. I don't know if you guys heard a guy his name is Oliver Anthony, and he wrote and performed a song in the woods called Rich Men North of Richmond. And I would like to say, Bob, you're a writer.
Oh, yeah.
If you were thinking about writing an anti-government song and it popped into your head, you're like, rich men, man. They all live north of Richmond. Rich men north of Richmond. If you wrote that bar, eureka, it's over, bro. Call the boys, grab the video. The whole rest of the song wouldn't even matter.
It's lightning in a bottle at that point.
Rich men north of Richmond?
Throw that in the hook no matter what and you win.
It's great. He got so lucky. I'm a battle rap writer, dude. I write like every week for the Johnny B Show. I got to write like 5 minutes of rapping. And it's a little bit more intricate than writing rock songs. And I know when I get a eureka line, like rich men north of Richmond, I know, like, all right, bet. I just got to set this up. This is good. I'm good. That's a whole song, bro.
Facts.
And I said that a little thug, like, you know what I'm saying? I'm trying to get my thug self out of here. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, yo, B, I get it.
You feel what I'm doing, though?
I feel it.
I don't even know, like, this is like, if they knew that, like, just like, normally this is how it really taught.
Hey, yo.
You know what I'm saying, Fly? Like, if they even understood, like when I go out there, you know what I'm saying? I just talk normally like this, but then I get in here, you know what I'm saying? Is this offensive to anybody?
Why would it be?
Because everything's offensive.
That's not offensive.
I'm kind of offended.
What are you offended by, Mike?
I don't know. I don't feel comfortable
anymore. Have you been selling your soul? All right, listen. So, in case you guys haven't heard this is the most viral song out. It's being called, it hit number one on everything. And I'm going to play a couple pieces here.
And again, this week. Again this week.
So 47 million views. It's the number fifth still, number five for trending in music on YouTube.
Nice.
So this is the biggest song of the moment right now. And we're going to play some because, you know, this is Sunshine 96.7 FM Radio St. Pete, where local music lives. This guy's a local guy. Maybe not local to us, but he's a local guy. He's not famous. And the Mosh Shelton Show. We love you. So here's Rich Men North of Richmond by Oliver Anthony.
Well, I've been selling my soul, working all day, overtime hours, and waste my life away. Drag back home and drown my troubles away. It's a damn shame what the world's gotten to for people like me, people like you. Wish I could just wake up. And it not be true, but it is. Oh, it is. Living in the new world. With an whole soul. These rich men north of Richmond, Lord knows it all. Just wanna have total control. Wanna know what you think.
Hold on, bro. Did you hear Kurt Cobain?
What?
Listen to this and tell me you don't hear a little Kurt Cobain.
Richmond, north of Richmond, Lord knows they all just want to have
right there
total control.
Lord knows they all.
That's kind of a country thing.
Yeah, it's more of a country
it's
thing.
It's more of a like
Cobain thing.
Yeah, I think that's more signature.
It's not that. Try to distinct it from the southern drawl.
No, I get it. I get where you're coming from, but like generally speaking, Kurt Cobain probably borrowed that from country music.
Garth Brooks does that all the time.
I don't know. I think I understand what you guys are saying, and I know what he just did is a country thing, but I'm just saying that it is more like Kurt Cobain than anything else that I've heard. I think the comparison is there. So here it is. I hear what you're saying. Shut up.
Know what you think.
think. Wanna know what you do, and they don't think you know, but I know that you do, cause your dollar ain't shit, and it's taxed to no end, cause a rich man knows a rich man. I wish politicians.
That's it. We don't need to wish. Okay, but I don't care what he wishes about politicians. Now, that song blew up, and they said that it was like a Republican anthem I was seeing.
Okay.
I think the song's great, dude, and I'm going to get flagged. I think the song is well done. He's a great singer, and I think it was well written. I don't know why it's getting so much hate. It's getting a lot of hate. Not only praise, I've seen a lot of hate. People made fun of me because I said that I liked it, and I was going to tell my mom on him, but
people hate to hear the truth.
Well, didn't they play that in the debate too? The Republican,
yeah, they did. Debate?
So
they
maybe tried. That's why they're doing.
Oh my losta! Yeah.
They did.
That sounds right.
Yeah.
So they played that song at the beginning of the Republican debates,
and there's a video of him getting mad. He was like, I'm not. He's like, I'm mad at them. He's like, this is about them. Yeah, he was like, this is about them. I don't know if they, I don't know if they had.
How did they do that? Yeah. Probably if it's on YouTube.
Yeah, he'd have to get permission.
You would think he'd have to give permission. He has a lawsuit then. It would have to be copyrighted though, right? Wouldn't it have to be copyrighted?
I think that there's a way to get around it. I'll tell you this. I don't think the Republican debate event would have done it if they thought there was a possibility that they could be sued. So,
well, they didn't care,
right?
Yeah,
get more points. You know, they'll pay on the back end. You know,
cause it's a new world within the whole soul. You guys ready to play trivia time? Yeah. All right, listen here, everybody that's listening here. I need you to listen here. It's the Mosh Gelatin Show, and we play trivia time. Now, we do, according to a song lyric, we do games like, here's the lyric, name the song. We do games like song, lyric. But tonight, we're going to play a game, guys. Bands that start with the letter. Bands that start with the letter. So, it's not going to be an easy one for you guys. I'll tell you that right now. It's not going to be an easy one. The first person... There's 23 of them. The first person that gets 8 wins. And then if the time runs out, because I'll tell you when, I think it's 7 minutes I'm going to give on this. If the time runs out, whoever has the most answers correctly wins. But if you get 8 answers, you win. Does everybody understand how to play?
Yes.
All right, listen. So. I need you to give me verbal buzzers at any time, but bands that start with the letter D.
Got it.
Ooh, yeah.
Mike?
Dokken.
What?
Dokken.
Dokken?
Don Dokken. Rockin' with Dokken?
No Dokken.
I got one.
I heard Jess first.
Dave Matthews Band.
Dave Matthews Band. Is Dave Matthews Band on there? Bob, will you explain to her why Dave Matthews Band is not on there?
Because they're too niche. Dio.
It's the Dave Matthews Band.
Okay.
I'm sorry, what?
Dio.
Dio is not on there.
Duran Duran.
Oh, so Mikey Flaw, next time give me your verbal, but I'll take it. Duran Duran is on there. Good job, Mikey Flaw. Breaks first blood with Duran Duran. I hear Jess's voice calling. Jess, it's the band that starts with the letter D.
It's called like Depeche Mode.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Depeche Mode? You think Depeche Mode would make it? You're gosh darn right it did. Depeche Mode is on there. Jess gets a point. Bands that start with the letter D. First person to 8 wins. Mike's got 1 and Jess has 1. Hands on verbal buzzers. You guys have gotten Duran Duran and Depeche Mode.
I got one.
Sure.
Danzig?
Danzig is on there.
Wow.
Danzig is on there. Mike with 2. Bands that start with the letter D. Or artists.
Or artists?
Yeah, but in the rockish genre.
David Lee Roth.
No, because if he was this, I mean, like if he was
he, this, he was independent after Van Halen.
Yeah, so no, he's not on there, but he would all count right. If they're independent guy. If it's like, oh, I almost
I
said
got one.
Go ahead.
Dream Theater.
Dream Theater's not on here.
Oh, I got one. Dire Strait.
Dire Strait is correctly on here, and Jess grabs another point. Dire Strait is right there. One. Mikey Flaw.
Dio.
I nope. said Dio.
Did you?
Yeah.
Bob, what are they saying?
Was it on there?
Yeah, no, it wasn't on there.
What are they saying?
Rainbow in the Dark.
Yeah. No, they're not on here.
Holy Diver.
Bands that start with the letter D, and there's a whole lot, and artists, and you, all of these, they have a guitar. Everybody. So that's pretty much the...
I got one.
Go ahead.
Dance, Gavin, Dance.
No. Wow. I mean, there's big bands in our era. I mean, I could start with one guy that you were talking about that went independent, that everyone knows him for independent stuff. I got an emo band that you know. I've got a 80s icon. I've got, I mean, these are big names. There's a big band from your era that's like the biggest band from your era.
I got one.
Go ahead.
Drowning Pool.
Drowning Pool is on there. Let the Bodies Hit the Floor, Mikey Flaw. 3 points, 5 left from the game.
I got one.
Jess calls.
Diana Ross.
Diana Ross is not on there. Not a horrible guess, but no Diana Ross.
An emo band that I would know.
Yeah.
I don't know about that.
I got one.
Bands that start with the letter D, Mikey Flaw.
Dexy's Midnight Runners.
Dexy's Midnight Runners, Come On Eileen. Mikey Flaw, another point. Well done. Bands that start with the letter D, what about Tell Me All Your Thoughts on God? Cause I'm on my way to see her.
I know the song, I just can't think of the band.
Dishwalla.
Oh my! Wow! That's correct. That is Dishwalla. Mikey Flaw with 5 points. Whew. Didn't think anyone was going to get that. Bob, band that starts with the letter D.
Well, I got one. It's a rock band, Disturbed.
That's the one I was just going to say.
Nice.
I was just going to say, Bob, bands that start with the letter D, when you hear Drowning Pool, what else do you hear? Yeah, I was Disturbed. Just about to ask you that. Disturbed is on there. Well done. Bob gets on the board finally. Bands that start with the letter D. Mike is 3 from the game. And there's a lot of big boy D's. I mean, there's big D's on here.
Some big D's on there.
Big D's. Like, if I give any hints for any of these, you'll get them immediately. Here's one.
Did we say Dire Straits?
Yes.
Okay.
I got one.
Go ahead.
Devo.
No Devo. If you take change one of those letters that's on here.
Deadpool? Is that a band?
Deadpool is not on here.
Debo?
Nope, but I think you got the right letter. My tears gone cold, I'm wondering why.
I don't know her name.
Ditto.
It's
Dido, but I knew what you meant. Jess gets it for Dido. I mean, if I said rock bands of the 80s, name 5 right now. Don't think of the letter D. Just name 5 rock bands from the 80s out loud.
Led Zeppelin, Pink Floyd.
Van Halen.
Motley Crue.
Cinderella.
Now, with the first 3, this would go with
Guns
the first
and
3.
Roses. Van Halen. Starts with the letter D.
Uh-huh.
Man, Dogtown. I don't know.
Wow. All right. That's wow.
See, that's why I said Dokken, because it's like right in there.
There's a female on here who's a solo artist.
Diana
Dora
Ross.
Pesh.
It's not Diana Ross, but more famous, I would say maybe equally, but not rock, just has a guitar. But I wouldn't call it rock.
Starts with a D.
Very, very hot in her day. Huge bazungas.
Dolly Parton.
Dolly Parton is correct. Beatbox Bob grabs another point.
Yeah.
It's not rock.
She had a guitar.
Did you guys say, what was the other D ladies you said?
Diana Ross.
Okay, you didn't say the other D lady. All right.
I said Doro.
Nope.
She has a guitar.
Who does?
No.
That don't kill me.
Can only make me stronger. That's Diplo?
No.
Kanye West?
No. All right, what about... Man, there's two punk bands from the early 2000s that you should know these quick. Name five of the most iconic rock artists of the 80s. Solo rock pop artists.
Solo rock pop artists of the 80s?
We got 2.5 minutes.
Freddie Mercury.
No, but keep going.
David Lee Roth.
Good guess, but if you think David Lee Roth,
you think Van Halen, but that's not D.
Okay, do you guys know who does Breakfast at Tiffany's?
No, I don't remember.
Oh man, do you guys know Southern Women?
Dixie Chicks.
Oh my god. Dixie Chicks, six points for Mike, 3 for Jess, 2 for Beatbox Bob. We have 1.5 minutes, and all of the rest of them are 2 points apiece. Bands that start with the letter D. There's definitely... Oh, yeah. All right. No, that's Tom Petty, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, so it's... I'm driving on the road. I'm driving on the street. The summer's in the air. Something's out of reach.
David Bowie.
He's on there. That was the 80s icon. That's what
I was thinking. I just went on a different tangent. It's 2 points. The same guy.
David Bowie was definitely the icon. We've got, Bob, you've got 50 seconds to get 2 points.
This is hard.
Okay.
Fans that start with the letter D, you guys have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 left.
Okay.
I could give hints and you guys would blow this up. 30 seconds and Bob needs two questions. Two bands that start with the letter D. There's people screaming at their radios right now. Screaming.
Man.
A guy that was in a rock band and then went solo to do country. What's his name?
Oh, Darius Rucker.
Jess gets 2 points. Jess has 5. Jess, you need one question to beat Mikey Flaw and you have 10 seconds to do it. If you can't hear and you're a cat, what are you?
Def Leppard.
Mikey Flaw wins the game.
There we go.
Dang. My whole entire board just went down, but I'm going to bring it back.
You're banging on it.
Because Mikey Flaw is the winner. Give it up for Mikey Flaw. I mean,
I should have known that way earlier.
What'd you say?
I said Def Leppard.
Def Leppard. Yeah. Now, what is another Def band?
Deftones.
Deftones. Yeah. Okay, who is in a band that went solo to do country?
We said that.
Said Darius Rucker.
Darius Rucker. Okay, that's correct. Two emo bands from the early 2000s.
Dance Gavin Dance.
Dashboard Confession.
Oh yeah.
Yep.
And what about a little Death Cab for a Cutie?
Oh, that's the other one.
So those are the two there. Now, what about a little bit of ska? A little bit of kind of ska-ish. What about a little bit of Dirty Heads?
Dirty Heads.
What about Daft Punk?
Yeah.
Harder, better, faster, stronger. What about the Digital Underground?
Absolutely.
Not rock, though.
The Deep Blue something. I agree. Yeah.
Deep Purple.
Deep Purple should have been on this list. And then the main one that you guys didn't get was Don Henley. Don Henley.
That makes sense.
So you guys did well getting the D.
That's a good list.
That was a good game. Did you guys enjoy it?
Yeah.
That's loud.
Especially since I won.
Yeah. All right. Check it out. I was thinking about, I have two different ones. Now, we've only got about 18 minutes. One of them has 8 songs in it.
Okay.
One of them's got 5. Mm-hmm. So we should probably do the shorter one now. Or you think we can? All right, I'm going to give you guys the I'm going to let you guys pick. by a show. Let me know verbally if you would rather have Bob Seger music tournament or music tournament about apology songs.
Apology songs.
Apology songs.
Yeah, that sounds good.
All right. Well, excuse me, and I coughed right into the microphone. We're professionals. So we're going to have to get through this fast because there's eight of them and I may cut them. But what we do is we take – damn, I can't do all eight. So I'm going to cut out right here. Bob, say one or two sentences.
One or two sentences.
Got it. All right. So I might do all eight, but we got to do this quick. These are songs about apology. We're going to pit them together NCAA bracket style, and we're going to see which song comes out the winner. And we're going to start with these here songs. So the first song you're going to hear, these are all songs about apology songs. And the first one I'm taking away, If I Could Turn Back Time by Cher, because it's going to get beaten very quickly. But the first song is as follows.
Buckcherry.
Oh,
say, was thinking all my time away. I miss you and things weren't the same. Cause everything inside, it never comes out right. And when I see you cry, it makes me want.
Cherries, I'm Sorry is the first track. So does everybody know this song?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, very well.
All right, so Buck Cherry is the first song, and that's going head up right now against this song right here about apologies.
Ooh. What else could I be? All apologies,
because I'm not going to have enough time to get to that.
What else should I be? All apologies. What else could I say? Everybody's gay. What else could I write?
Nirvana. All apologies going head up versus Buck Cherry's I'm Sorry. Jess, which song do you pick? Do you think do you want Nirvana's All Apologies to win, or do you want Buck Cherry's Sorry to win?
I'm gonna go with Nirvana.
She goes with Nirvana because she knows I like Nirvana. Beatbox Bob, what do you pick?
Nirvana.
I'm gonna go with Buck Cherry. Mikey Flaw.
Yeah, I'm gonna go with Buck Cherry because you like Nirvana.
Okay, well, because Mike
pick it.
Mike explained it that way. We're gonna have to cancel out. It's either Nirvana's All Apologies, or it's this song right here.
You tell me that you need me, then you go and cut me down. But wait, you tell me that you're sorry. Didn't think I'd turn around.
Oh, that's a banger. One Republic's Too Late to Apologize. Bob, is that better than Nirvana's All Apologies?
No.
But Mikey, is that better than Nirvana's All Apologies?
Yes.
Jess, is that better than Nirvana's All Apologies?
No.
I agree. So we're taking out Timberland, great song. One Republic, you were on that. Now we're going to go with these two songs right here. Buck Cherry's I'm Sorry, or this song right here.
My baby is drama, mama, don't like me. Doing things like having the boys come from her neighborhood to the studio trying to fight me. She need to get a piece of American pie and take her bite out. That's my house. I disconnect the cable and turn the lights out. And let her know her.
Sorry, Miss Jackson. I am for real. So, Bob, who wins? Is it going to be Miss Jackson or Buck Cherry? Sorry.
Miss Jackson.
Oh, Mikey Fla. Miss Jackson or Buck Cherry?
Buck Cherry.
I agree with Fla. Buck Cherry. Jess?
Outcast.
Outcast. Another tie. So since Buck Cherry has been involved in two ties, Buck Cherry, which is a song that I really love, is out of the running. It got two ties. It's gone. So we've got All Apologies by Nirvana and Miss Jackson. That'll be next. But we have to figure out which one's better between these last two songs right here. And I'm going to get to the song. I promise you. So the next song in this apology thing, trivia, tournament thing, I'm delirious, Bob.
I understand.
Looking back at me. Always wrapped up in things I cannot win. Now I can't see. You are the antidote that gets me by. Something strong like a drug that gets me.
Crossfade, So Cold. What a Bang City slang fest, bro. That song is fire.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Now, this is actually a hard choice. Is it going to be that song or is it going to be this song? We're going to go with either Crossfade's Cold or this song here.
But me and you were meant to last forever. So let me in, give me another chance to Trinity or man. Cause when the roof caved in and the truth came out, I just didn't know what to do. But when I become a star, we'll be living so large, I'll do anything for you. So tell me, girl, what you say? That you only meant well. Cause you gave what you say.
Oh, that's another banger. I think we've ran into our first problem.
Yeah.
That's a big deal.
Yeah.
We know where Mikey Flaw is going to go, so let's ask him. What do you say? Do you say Jason Derulo's What You Say or Crossfade's Cold?
What do you think I'm going to say?
I think I just did reverse psychology on you, and now you're going to say What You Say because I just said that.
Crossfade.
I didn't. You're going Crossfade?
Yeah.
you triple crossed me there, bro. What was that? Mikey Flaw goes Crossfade. Wow, I don't know if I'm ready to do this yet. Oh man. Cold for you, I'm sorry about all the love. Oh my gosh, What You Say. I'm going What You Say. It's such a banger. Bob, what are you doing?
What You Say.
What You Say. Two for What You Say, one for Cold's Crossfade. Jess.
What You Say, that was my jam.
What You Say was the jam. What You Say takes out Crossfade. But now we have to figure out, this is the quick pull is we got to ask immediately. Well, we've got All Apologies. And yeah, that's going to go up against Outkast, but not yet. Because we're going to do Cold, Jason Derulo was the one that won. So is Jason Derulo's What You Say better than Miss Jackson? Bob.
No.
Bob goes Miss Jackson?
Yeah.
I go What You Say pretty confidently. Mikey Fla, What You Say by Jason Derulo or Miss Jackson by The Outkast?
What You Say.
Whoa, he liked What You Say. Jess, it's up to you. What You Say or Miss Jackson?
Both of those are so good. I'm going to do Jason Derulo on that one.
Jason Derulo! Jason Derulo goes to the finals. Now, we got through this rather well. And I would love an explanation. So, Mikey Fla, take this. Give me an explanation for what Mikey wrote a note to me because he didn't want to interrupt. And I want him to explain himself on that note. So we've got Jason Derulo.
Yes.
And Miss Jackson.
That just went against each other.
Jason Derulo just won.
Yes.
So we've got the final two songs. It's either going to be this song.
What you say.
Jason Derulo's What You Say.
It's a lot of time. So we've got a What You Say, but can What You Say beat the mighty, the powerful Nirvana? Another choice, another hard, long thing we've got to do here. Are we going to go with, and we went through this rather quickly. I'm surprised that we smashed it out so fast. That was like 12 minutes. I probably could have went even slower.
Could have.
The finals, Bob. We've got Nirvana's All Apologies versus Jason Derulo's What You Say. I'm going to go first.
Okay.
What do you think I'm going to pick?
What You Say?
What do you think I'm going to pick?
What You Say?
It's got to be Nirvana.
I'm going with What You Say, for sure. Definitely my favorite song on this hit list right here, for sure. What You Say, when I heard it, dude, my whole life lit up, bro. I felt like a little kid again, bro. I felt like getting thugged out, you know what I'm saying?
And then he's got that other one, too. What was that one?
Hanging out in the food court.
You're thinking of Jay Sean.
No. Is it?
Baby, are you down, down, down?
Yeah. Okay, because those two were.
Down like she supposed to be. She get down low for me. Down like her temperature could see me. She's 0 degrees. She cold overfreeze. I got that girl from overseas. Now she my Miss America. Now can I be her soldier, please? I'm fighting for this girl on the battlefield of love. Got me look like baby Cupid shooting arrows from above. Don't you ever leave this side of me. And definitely not probably. And honestly, I'm down like the economy. Baby, don't worry. That's the whole Wayne verse.
Good job.
Yes, it is.
Did I sound like Wayne when I spit that?
Exactly like him. I couldn't tell the difference.
Appreciate that. So, Bob, I went first. I picked Jason Derulo.
And sorry, I meant it was Solo. Was it that song, Jason Derulo? Sorry.
I'm riding solo.
Yeah, riding solo.
Oh,
that one.
My
That's what I was
gosh,
talking about. That's
bro.
What I was talking about.
Hold on, bro. I can't.
You like that one too. Yeah.
Did you just sing the wrong song?
No.
Nah, but dude, I'm feeling like a star.
Yes,
can't stop my shine. I'm loving cloud nine.
Yeah,
my hands
so
in
low.
The sky. Yeah. I'm solo. I'm riding solo.
Yes.
I'm riding solo. You guys know this jam? Solo.
Yeah. Those two jams.
Oof. All right, I'm pulling it up. I'm looking for it. If you guys hold on with me, it's right here. The pain is gone. I'm putting on my shades. Yeah, I'm feeling good tonight. Something in the club. Oh my gosh. All right, so Mikey Flaw.
I thought that was Britney Spears.
Is it going to be Jason Derulo's What You Say or Nirvana's All Apologies?
Well, I can't go Nirvana, so the other one.
Oh, wow. All right, two for Derulo right off rip. Beatbox Bob, you going to end the game or are you going to call Nirvana over Jason Derulo's What You Say?
I'm sorry, but I'm going to have to go with Nirvana.
Bob goes Nirvana.
I apologize.
It's all right. It's all right. One for Nirvana. This could decide it right here. Jess, what say you? Do you say that Jason Derulo's What You Say is better, or is All Apologies by Nirvana better?
They're so different from each other, but I'm going to go with Jason Derulo.
Are you sure you're going with Jason Derulo?
Yes.
Final answer.
Final answer.
I love it. Jason Derulo is the winner.
Yeah.
I just gotta let you know. I know what I did wasn't clever.
But me and you were meant to be forever. So let me in. Give me another chance.
Not to tempt me a man.
Cause when the roof caved in and the truth came out, I just didn't know what to do.
Didn't know what to do.
But when I become a star, we'll be living so large. I'll do anything for you. So tell me
it's such a banger. Jason Derulo wins, spins, gins, and eventually cleanse. So that was a good one, right? Those were pretty good ones about apology song.
Yeah, it was good songs.
I got moves like Jagger.
The moves like Jagger.
I've been selling my soul, working all day. All right, so every Tuesday night from 11 p.m. to midnight, Bob, what happens?
Every Tuesday night from 11 to midnight, you're going to listen to The Mosh Jelton Show on Sunshine Radio St. Pete, where local music lives. It's 96.7.
96.7. And if you're not near St. Pete and you can't tap in to the Moshosphere, you can go to RadioSt.Pete.com and you can listen to us. We're pretty cool guys, you know?
We're the coolest.
I would listen to me.
Ice cold, baby.
I mean, we're so cool that Creative Loafing has nominated us right here on Sunshine 96.7 FM. Our show, first year, The Mosh Jelton Show, nominated for not only best podcast, but for best radio show in Tampa Bay.
Yeah.
So go vote. But don't go vote. Don't do nothing. Don't do nothing, but we're nominated. I can't tell you to go vote. Go vote. But
if they... we're so inclined.
Yeah, if you're so inclined, yeah. I'm just giving you the news. The news is that we're on the ballot. I'm not telling you who to vote for. I'm not telling you to vote for me. I'm just saying we're on the ballot. We're at the bottom. You can click the button and vote for us if you wanted to. I would never ask anybody to do that. We're a 501c3. I don't play around. I don't know. I mean, me personally in my life, my whole life is a 501. Look, you got the numbers. I got the plumbers. Mikey Flop.
You got the numbers.
Jess.
Everybody have a great night.
Beatbox Bob.
I love you.
Into the Abyss. It's the Mosh Jelton Show.
From the frozen tundra of Tampa Bay, who the hell writes this crap? You've got the Mosh Jelton Show. From Tampa Bay to the world.